Okay, y'all, yes, minding your business is a real boundary, a real healthy one at that. We are in a new month, a new season, and do you need to get realigned to your personal investments? That is your worth, your value, your time, your business, your priorities. And so if you are interested in hearing more about minding your business is a real boundary, then tune in, take note, and get ready. Whether knowingly or unknowingly, is the trauma you've experienced holding you captive? Or you're struggling with confidence in your identity in Christ? Or are you tired of being the superhero in everyone else's life except your own? Then sis, this podcast is for you. Here on Boundaries for Believers, you will find practical solutions that free you from self-sabotage, your inner critic, and that drama that you volunteered yourself to be in. Hey, beloveds, I'm your host, Zipporah Adetolowa, a believer, wife, social worker, and a lover of all things old Hollywood. As a recovering people pleaser and former woe is me candidate, I've been there, you're not alone, and I'm on this journey with you. With that being said, grab your mug for that coffee or tea, or if you're feeling inclined for some wine, let's cheers on three. But first, a message from our sponsors, Yep, that is me. So starting with the newsletter, y'all. The newsletter, if you do not know, we are rolling hot and ready with the latest edition, okay? So the second newsletter has already been out. It's been dropped. It's been read. It's been stirring up conversations. And are you in the mix? Maybe you need to, okay? And when it comes down to the second announcement, we have poured and dived into the book club. This past Thursday, it was such a sweet time for the ladies that were on. We were laughing, we were discussing, we were pouring into our hearts based on reflection. And we're going to just, you know, take more time to connect and to build and to grow based on the contents that are shared in the book. So if you have not signed up already, it's honestly never too late. We'll be starting this from, again, last week, April 4th, all the way up into May, the end of the month. So you want to make sure you get your copy and just come along for the conversation. And yes, all the updates that you need to know are linked in the show notes so you can stay connected, get registered, and just be aware of how to sign up. So let's get back to today's episode. So, beloved, when it comes down to minding your business, it's honestly one of my favorite topics. And we know that society and culture loves it as well as we're, you know, hearing more of these phrases like mind the business that pays you, heard that, mind your business ministry, I receive that. And it's not by chance that these conversations are actually happening, that these topics are being discussed, because there is a true benefit in minding your business. And this is not to say do not support others, not to connect with others and understand where one needs, you know, advocacy or tangible or intangible resources. Like, that's by all means, show up in that way. You know, care, love on your brother and sister and what makes sense to you. But when it comes down to overextending yourself, when it comes down to not being intentional with what you are focused on, what are your current priorities, what does, you know, working hard look like to you? And if you are overstepping, you know, what makes sense to you by overextending yourself to someone else, there's an imbalance there. There is an imbalance there. So we are going to get into all of that. And so what I like to focus on is 1 Thessalonians 4:11. Make it your goal to live a quiet life, minding your own business and working with your hands, just as we were instructed you before. Y'all, it states this in scripture. It states this in scripture. And that is in, again, 1 Thessalonians 4:11 NLT. And I just wanted to pause on that, just to reflect on what minding your business really is. Because as we already know, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that ultimately is to distract us. It's to minimize our efforts and what we deem as important, what we deem as a particular priority, whether it's work, whether it's family, whether it's, you know, your spouse, or just simply your well-being. What does ensuring your business mean to you? And I simply see it as taking care of your responsibilities in all facets that make sense to you. And this does not mean to not invest in things that are, you know, would not normally be in our expertise or our wheelhouse or our just the way we tend to enjoy things. But if it makes sense to you as far as like your values, what your core interests are, or just a new possible discovery, then pursue. But if it's not focused on that, or if it's meddling someone's business, getting caught up in drama that only sinks and limits and drains your energy, then no. Mm-mm. No, sister friend, it is not for you. Or even if you're masking the act of service, because we are called to serve, we're called to sacrifice, you know, our time, our efforts, our talent, that is honorable. But are we so invested in being busy that we are not actually focused on production or meaningful or intentionality? Or what does your motive lie? And if it's masking up something, as in I'm going to help someone out in order to gain our own selfish interest, then that doesn't align. And well, doesn't align in positive values, maybe aligned to negative values, if that is a preference. But generally, it's not a good look. It's not. Because it would ultimately leave us depleted, as that's another form of external validation and not being refueled and fueled by the Lord and purposeful, meaningful work. So going back to another scripture that I briefly mentioned, that, you know, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I was thinking about that. I was like, that is so true. The enemy does come to steal, kill, and destroy. And I was like, Lord, what is the opposite? What is the opposite that you desire of us? What is the opposite that we need to focus on within our lives in order to ensure that we are reaching the goal of living a quiet life, minding our own business, and working with our hands, as in, you know, living peaceably, being responsible, and pursuing a purpose. And so with the term steal, kill, and destroy, I was thinking of restore, live, and develop. How do we restore, live, and develop, especially if we have this enemy that is out there and he does a good job to show us the glittery, show us the shiny, because I am often one that runs toward that instead of realizing, no, that is a form of distraction to me. And it may be different for you, but it just takes time to be intentional and honest. So going back to what I mentioned previously before I get myself distracted on this tangent, restore, live, and develop. Those are the opposite of what the enemy desires. As mentioned, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But with restoring, living, and developing, that is a better approach. That is the approach that we can pour into ourselves with and be intentional by securing that peace internally, and so it can reflect outwardly. But how do we do this? And so I have four different strategies here. Number one, hone in your core values. Number two, identify the misalignment. And that means whatever those core values are, again, going back to your values, your interest, your priorities, how do I first pay attention to that? What is my purpose in this particular season? How do I ensure that I am not, you know, being distracted or, you know, getting consumed in someone else's business or not allowing me to truly take the time to invest in me? What does that truly look like? And so honing in your core value starts with that, but then doing, you know, a check-in. And number two is just reflecting of the check-in. Identify the misalignment. Is there something in your life that is like, you know what? I know that right now I don't need to talk on the phone 3 hours of the day with friend Lucy, knowing that it is distracting you from your priorities, or you are so occupied in what Lucy is doing on her day-to-day that you are not focusing on what you should be doing in your day-to-day. And that is just another way you can lose focus. And so, again, when it comes down to misalignments, it's also like the obvious. What is the glaring, obvious negative that you need to let go of that is not allowing you to mind your business successfully, or to live a quiet life successfully, or to work with your hands responsibly? And so number three, uproot the source of whatever those distractions are, whether it's negative beliefs, whether it's work environment, whether it is removing yourself from that family member that you need to put on pause in communicating with. These are all practical and intentional ways to ensure that you're uprooting the source. And just simply, you know, going back to, you know, the negative beliefs mentioned here, and whether it's stemmed from more things that are from childhood or from upbringing, and that translates to present day, and you find yourself just getting like easily offended, or just, you know, find yourself just, you know, sensitive to people's remarks or comments that you may not favor, or that simply don't favor you. Well, filter why. Filter your thoughts why. Filter those conversations why. Filter those moments why, of why am I being personally impacted? Do I believe these things? Are these things true? What do I need to do to let go of these limited or negative beliefs? Again, number three, uproot the source. Number four, lastly, tend to your garden with gentleness. And I love this because it can be in the actual form of gardening, because listed here is self-care. What does self-care look like to you? And we know the world has popularized the word self-care, but it's simply, in how I see it, as being intentional to prioritize your well-being, whether that's in the form of relaxation, whether the form of play, whether the form of creativity, and how do you implement that in whatever makes sense to you. Again, as long as it aligns with your values, you are in the right direction. And also, this is where a healthy community plays a part in tending to your garden with gentleness. You know, as I mentioned in a previous episode, actually this episode may have not been aired yet, but if I mentioned this before, great. If I have not, so be it. Just going to say that early in my dating, I recall my now husband, he would say, he would catch me just like talking negative about myself. And I would just say like, oh man, I'm so forgetful. Or man, I just, you know, I'm so dumb. I forgot something. And it's like, and he was like, wait a second, that is being negative. What does, you know, affirming yourself positively look like? And that's where I mentioned, you know, personal biblical affirmations that really made sense to me. And that is one example of healthy community. That can be in a form of a small group at church. That can be a form of, you know, of course, your personal friendship groups. And it's essential that we have that, not just ourselves pouring into our well-being, but also have relationships that model the same that we desire, as far as being empathetic, positive, and ensuring the growth of our well-being. And so, yes, as a recap to restore, live, and develop, it is four things to focus on. Number one, hone in your core values. Number two, identify the misalignment. Number three, uproot the source. Number four, tend to your garden with gentleness. So on that note, I pose the question to you. What does minding your business look like to you in order to set a healthy boundary? Okay, beloved, that is all for today. And I just want to say thank you for tuning in and joining us on this episode. And again, as I highlight, we have a newsletter here and ready. It is press fresh, okay? So we were ready on, you know, a couple newsletters in. So I want to make sure that you stay tuned for the next episode that drops once a month, the first Wednesday of each month, because I respect your boundaries as much as I respect my own, okay? No bombarding over here. And number two, the book club. It is on and popping, y'all, and we are going to pour into each other again weekly this Thursday. But if you happen to miss any of the virtual gatherings, no fret, because we will have all the recordings still listed in the Facebook community, okay? And you can find us on Facebook at Create Healthy Boundaries for Christian Women, okay? So make sure that you stay connected and stay tuned. And all of these goodies are listed in the link in the show notes. So be sure to check it out when you can. Thanks for tuning in today. Whether this episode lightened your load, pulled on those heartstrings, or reinforced those boundaries, then sis, I'd love if you were to share this with a friend or left a written review on Apple Podcast. But if you want to continue this conversation with my trauma-informed life coaching services, then I invite you to check out the link in the show notes so I can best support you. In the meantime, follow us on Instagram at Boundaries for Believers. And see you next time, beloveds. Be blessed, be real, and go out there and redefine your boundaries.